Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, and welcome to Pod Watcher, the official podcast of Watcher Entertainment. I'm your host, and we're all your hosts. I'm Stephen Lim.
I'm Shane Matey.
I'm Brittany Lee.
And this is the show where we talk about whatever we want. I don't know the real intro. Ryan's not here. We're going off the rails. My topic today is salads.
Contact lenses.
And water bottles.
And as you can see here, we have special guest Brittany Lee.
First time on the pod.
First time. Yeah. I have no idea what to expect.
Oh, it's going to get crazy. We go nuts here.
If you don't know, Brittany is a producer here at Watcher. So she's also the one in Matt's chair many times, producing the heck out of the talent here.
Also one of the very first people we ever hired at Watcher.
That's right. Have we shared that story publicly about how we met?
I don't think so. Not publicly.
Should we dive into that?
Yeah, let's wide go open. For it.
You wanna share it?
Okay, I'll share from my perspective.
Okay.
So I get a call from our mutual friend Ducky, and he says, "Hey, you want to go for food?" Just like out of the blue, and I was like, just chilling at home, so I was like, okay, let's go. And then I went. We went to this place called Spoon by H. It looks really nice. It's pretty.
Good.
Yeah. And
I know, so I shut down.
I didn't even know that.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
But she does do catering still. So
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
hit up Yoon.
I got to the restaurant. I opened the door and then I see Stephen Lim right there. And I already knew who he was from watching like Worth It and stuff. I really enjoy food content and stuff like that. So yeah, I saw him right there and I was like, looking over, and he's just like grinning, like, and I was like, dude, what the heck is this? And I was like, oh, okay, I'm just gonna walk casually past him. But he walked to his table and started sitting down. So I was like, oh, okay, I guess we're sitting down here. And then he started introducing us, or me, to Steven and Tony, who is there as well.
The director of Homemade.
Yes.
Absolute
beloved friend of Watch Entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We gotta bring him back around. What's he up to?
He got a full-time job, actually.
Oh, cool.
He's a creative director at a company now.
Very talented guy.
He's very talented.
Yeah.
He'd be a great guest.
Yeah.
He would be a great guest.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's bring Tony down.
I miss him.
But yeah, no, it's funny because so my perspective of the story is I was at Spoon by H, and we know...
Yeah, because from Brittany's point of view, it sounds like you're sort of like putting her on a hidden camera show.
No idea.
With this little Cheshire grin as she
was going to be there, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I was at Spoon by H, and the owner, Yoon, she's like an unbelievable human being, extremely generous. And she does the thing that like my aunts and uncles do and my like grandparents do when I go to their place. And she will like bring an unlimited, literally an infinite amount of food out.
Oh, that's fun.
It's amazing. But then there's the other side of it for me where I feel guilty that I can't finish it all. And by the way, I would have taken home the food, but there's a lot of dessert and you can't take home waffles and ice cream.
It's true.
I mean, I guess you could.
You could take home waffles.
You could take home waffles, but like it's ice cream on top of waffles.
Can't do that.
Can't. Yeah. So and I was like, I got to finish the food, but like I also I'm not, you know, I can't eat 10 desserts. I was with Tony, you know, we were just hanging out. So I called my friend Ducky. I was like,
"You
hey.
Called someone mid meal to to help you finish the food?"
Yes.
Did you know that Ducky was like in proximity?
He lives near.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he lived near. That's
God,
why
I gotta move near. Oh, I guess I do. I live near a lot of restaurants. No one's ever called me and been like, within, "Get like, over here."
He's within like 5-10 minutes.
Wow.
You're probably about 20-ish minutes from Spoon by H where it was
before. Yeah, if I was
if I was in your neighborhood and I was like, I can't fit it, I would call you up.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I got you. Anyway, and he's like, oh yeah, can I bring a friend? I was like, sure. And then so like obviously then they come and I have no idea who Brittany is. I've never met her before. I didn't even know how Ducky knew Brittany, but they came and they helped us finish the food.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't even remember what the food was because you started asking like, oh, like, what are you doing in LA? I was like, I just finished my internship. And, you know, I'm just enjoying life here and trying to get a job.
How long had you lived in LA at this point?
At the time, I don't even know what month it was, but probably like 2 months, two, 3 months.
Early, because you had just went back. After that, you went back to North Carolina to hang out with your family.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. So, you went back there for a bit.
Yeah. So probably like 3-4 months of being here. And so I was honestly just in the in-between time of my internship ended and my like job hasn't started or whatever. And so I was just enjoying LA, you know, just meeting people. And then he started asking me like questions like, oh, like, are you interested in production work? Like, what do you do? And then what is this interview thing? I'm like impromptu interview I'm into. And then he was like, hey, I'm actually like doing this little thing, trying to get it started. And I need some people to help me out on it. Like, do you want to try? And so I was like, okay. And so that was my interview for Watcher.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I knew the broad
strokes. Also, it wasn't an interview. I guess I have an era of myself where I ask questions.
Most people, when they converse with you, it feels like a job interview.
I have been told that I ask a lot of questions. I'm a great interviewer.
Yeah.
Because I just go into my natural conversation state.
Yeah. And then from there, what was the first Watcher shoot? It wasn't Weird Wonderful, was it?
No, it was Spooky Small Talk.
Oh my, that's like the hardest shoot we've ever done.
Yeah, that was stressful.
Yeah, that was stressful, but you know.
Matt was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I was there before. I think I was on before.
Because you were helping out on Tourist Trapped.
Yes.
Oh yeah. My.
We did Weird Wonderful. No, yeah. Tourist Trap was that maybe in the first
shoot? That was the first shoot y'all did, yeah. I heard, in the summer.
Oh yeah. I was like, do y'all have insurance for these cameras? And Ryan was like, what?
Like, what are you planning to do with the cameras?
Yeah. And then when I met you, I think it was it the roller?
Whoa. It's crazy that you guys also met that back in 2019 well.
We went on a lot of shoots, actually. We went to Solvang together.
Oh, yeah, the Solvang
trip.
Yeah. And so it's good. And then first time I met Shane was in the elevator of the K-Town building.
That old building where our office used to be.
I was so surprised how tall you were.
Yeah.
Now, had you watched Unsolved at all?
No.
Suck it, Ryan!
I'm sorry.
No, I just had to do that. I knew the answer, by the way.
Yeah, for a fleeting period, our office was in like a shared workspace at this building in DTLA. And it felt very... when we were there, it felt very like Mad Men to like walk into a lobby and get in an elevator and go up to like the 27th floor.
It's like the tallest building in K-Town.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's huge. Every now and then I'll drive past it. I'll be like, that's where Watcher began.
Me too. Every time.
It's fun to point at a giant building.
Yeah.
That was a great place because we also got to meet other founders that were in that same office space.
Yeah, I didn't really talk to any of them, but.
Oh. I did. Well, one of our investors was posted up
next
to us.
Yeah, I talked to them.
And then, you didn't meet those weed guys?
I mean, they came by and gave me some vapes. I thought that was sweet. And then I tried one at some point, and it was like the strongest vape I'd ever had. I was like, I got to throw this out. This is scary.
All right, Ryan. So think about the last meal that you ate. Was it good?
Yeah, sure. It was great. I mean,
now was it good for you?
No, absolutely not. I only put garbage in me.
And was it easy to make?
Well, someone else made it for me. I went to a drive-thru.
I see. Well, if the last thing you ate was one of Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals, the answer to that was yes, yes, and yes.
I'd like to have a trifecta of yeses.
Triple yes. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, premium options with no cooking required. With Factor, every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, premium options with no cooking required. Factor knows that all meals are important. So, they got you for everyone. Pancakes, smoothies, and more. Discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast and midday bites.
Midday bites. I mean, snacking without guilt. Sign me up. Did you say 2 minutes, by the way? That has to be a mistake.
No. That is not a mistake, my good sir. With your ears or what I read, fill up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are, which is absolutely necessary because sometimes you don't even know when you're ready until you are.
I'm ready now.
Well, look, we
can get it now. I want it now.
What?
Can I eat it now? I'm ready now.
You're ready right now? Okay, 2 minutes. Look, we've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. So,
oh, this is so good.
And Ryan is, in fact, putting Factor in his mouth right now.
Oh.
So head over to factormeals.com/watcher50 and use code watcher50 to get 50% off. That's code watcher50 at factormeals.com/watcher50 to get 50% off. Yum. One last thing I'll say about Brittany before we move on. And I've said this to people internally at the company, but maybe not externally. But I really love and appreciate Brittany because you were one of the first people to believe in Watcher before we ever started, before we opened. Like, it's hard enough, you know, to like get people.
She invested $6 million in the company day one.
If she could have, maybe she would have. But yeah, like to just jump ship, yeah. Come full time before we'd even launched the channel. She was like, I'm down for the ride.
And honestly, at that point, that's a huge leap of faith.
It is.
Because we were like, as Matt said, you know, hey, do you have insurance for these cameras? And we were like, oh, it's a good thought. Certainly something to think about.
Yeah.
We were really running around.
I went in for a meeting and then I was like, where's Steven? I texted him, where are you? He's like, oh, I'm playing Smash with the NeuroGum guys. I was like, oh, okay, boss. Sounds good. Let me know when the game's over.
Wait, when? Oh, was that like the offer meeting?
It was at the big I don't think it was an offer meeting, but it was like one of the show meetings, I think. Like, but I was like, that's my boss.
Hey, playing video games with people has led me to a very good life. I'll
it's
tell
a new
you that
golf
it's a new golf
golf it, yeah it is.
Oh,
I feel that way about Fortnite too, which is why, you know,
oh, video games,
I play that so much.
that's why
I play that so much. I'm making deals, you know.
That's right.
Yeah. But anyways, right. Thank you, Steven, for saying all that. Glad to see how big Watcher got.
Did you know, by the way, I guess we can ask this now. Yeah. Maybe you answered making Watcher, but did you know 2024 is here, that this would be where it's at back in 2019?
I'm going to be honest with you. Like, no. But like, honestly, I even from the beginning, when we were deciding on the name and the logo, I was imagining something like YouTube, how other YouTubers do it, where it's kind of like cute, kind of cartoony
Watcher
name
House.
And like, yeah, something yeah. like that. But then when we decided on this logo, initially I hated it. Honestly, yeah. I did not like it. But now, you know, like years down the line, seeing like y'all's vision and like the future plans for the company, I'm like, okay, this makes sense now. It makes sense. I'm on with
it. We're doing it.
So,
wow, you held your tongue in those early logo meetings, huh?
Yeah.
There's a lot of logos to choose from. That was tough.
Was there one that you liked a lot?
I did. It was like a book one.
Oh, that one was cute.
Yeah. Cute. See, I like cute stuff, so. I like cute and little things. Tiny things.
Well, what's to talk about today? Seems like we've got some pretty intense issues to discuss.
Yeah. Who wants to start?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Loser goes first.
Rock, paper, scissors. What?
Rock, paper, scissors. Shoot. Okay, you go.
You won.
I said loser
paper.
Goes first.
Loser.
The winner gets to pick.
Winner picks.
Yeah.
All right, loser goes
first.
Yeah,
okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. We just only ever do rock. I do this because I'm lazy. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Gotcha. Okay.
Oh, that was
yeah, that was some four-dimensional chess right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I used to good. Be. I used to love chess. I was the chess captain in
you
my
want to talk about
school.
Chess?
Huh?
You want to talk about chess?
Sure, let's talk about chess.
You want?
Nah. Okay, maybe, right. Dude, we should bring on a chess YouTuber. I watch that. I watch like Gotham Chess. I watch Alexandria and Andrea Botes.
Are they like masters?
They're like GMs. Yeah, they're like highly ranked chess masters.
Wow.
And but now they're like getting into poker and stuff, which is also my.
They want to make that poker. Money. They're like, I like chess, but give me them fat stacks.
Yeah. Yeah. No, for real.
Remember when chess was trending a few years ago because of the Queen's Gambit?
Oh yeah,
that was fun.
I love that show.
Yeah, it was good. Mm-hmm. Did you watch that, Stephen?
I did. Yeah. You know, it's all of it is like they were like chess masters reviewed it. We're like these are good games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
it
fun
was
to
like
know.
Accurate. Like you know how like the bear is like chef accurate. It like Gambit was.
Is the bear chef accurate? It's not very Chicago accurate. I can tell you that.
Should we talk about the bear?
Nah, we don't need to talk about.
All right. You're going first.
Oh, I'm going first. I want to talk about contact lenses. And now, so I was saying before we started this episode, a lot of times, you know, we'll be like, what's your topic? And I'll just pick a word and then I'll think, you know, I hope we have something to say about that. But then as I mentioned it, Brittany said, you know, I got LASIK. And I was like, oh boy, I didn't even know that. So there's a lot to dive into here. I've been wearing contacts since I was a little boy. Well, no, I got glasses in first grade.
What's your vision?
Mine's around -6.5.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Me too. I started wearing glasses when I was in first grade, yeah. And my prescription before I got my LASIK was -6.5.
I feel like glasses when I was in first grade weren't ever cool. And now little kids' glasses are they're much cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm just like, maybe glasses in general are just because like, I feel like I was on the end of the wave of like, glasses are nerdy. If you wear them in grade school, you're a little nerd. And I was a little nerd, to be fair. What?
No, I said that's interesting.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
Well, how old he is? Or?
No, because I don't think that.
They weren't nerdy.
I don't think that they're nerdy to adults ever, right? Because by the time everybody's just got glasses.
Yeah, of course. Are. No, but like in grade school, I think. You know, it was the same thing. Like in grade school, I used to lament the fact that because like when I was in grade school, there was like there were like 10 different Brians. And I was always like, I wish I had a name that someone else had. Why am I the only Shane? And to me at the time, I was like, that's not fun. Now I'm very happy that I have a name that's not as common as like a Dave or a Brian.
Damn, to all the Brians and Daves out there.
No, nothing but respect to my Brians and my Daves, unless we're talking to some bad Brians and some bad Daves because I do not have respect for you. But it's that thing, like, I think early in grade school, you kind of want to like blend in more. Whereas now I think maybe younger kids, it's like okay to be a little, stand out a little more. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's like an accessory now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's like how sneakers went from like
the dad
sneakers
the dad
to like
sneakers. Yeah.
You know, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I said that in the most uncool way. I'm obviously not a sneakerhead.
The older I get, the more I find myself wanting to be more intentional about the way I live, eat, and take care of my body. But Mosh is here to help in more ways than one. Mosh is a company founded by Maria Shriver and her son, Patrick Schwarzenegger, with a simple mission to create a conversation about brain health through food, education, and research. Maria's father suffered from Alzheimer's, and since then, she and Patrick have dedicated themselves to finding ways to help other families dealing with this debilitating disease. Mosh joined forces with the world's top scientists and functional nutritionists to go beyond your average protein bar. With 6 delicious flavors, each Mosh bar has 12 grams of protein and is made with ingredients that support brain health, like ashwagandha, lion's mane, collagen, and omega-3s. They also have a line of plant-based protein bars in 3 delicious flavors. But here's the best part to make you feel good. Mosh donates a portion of all proceeds from your order to fund gender-based brain health research through the Women's Alzheimer Movement. Why gender-based? Two-thirds of all Alzheimer's patients are women. Mosh is working closely to close the gap between women and men's health research. If you want to find ways to give back to others and fuel your body and your brain, Mosh bars are the perfect choice for you. Head to moshlife.com/watcher to save 20% off plus free shipping on either the bestsellers trial pack or the new plant-based trial pack. That's 20% off plus free shipping on either the bestsellers or plant-based trial pack at moshlife.com/watcher. Thank you, Mosh, for sponsoring this episode.
But I remember being very excited in like sixth or seventh grade when I got, I think it was seventh grade, I got contacts for the first time. And I was like, finally!
Yeah,
I know what I look like without glasses. I've never
seen myself. Take off your. Oh, I see. You could take a photo of yourself.
I guess that's true. I could have taken a photo of myself, but until that, it was just like I just had to like get real close to the mirror and be like, "So that's what I look like."
Yeah. When did you all realize you needed glasses?
Yeah.
I don't know. My parents took me to a doctor. Huh. Yeah.
I think my teacher noticed I was like squinting or something. Mm. You know.
But I guess if you're -6, then.
Yeah, you just know.
It's pretty obvious. Yeah. I was going to say it's pretty clear, but it's not.
And then at some point.
Oh, I like it.
I remember in first grade realizing that if I made a pinhole with my.
Does
that help?
It helps.
Yeah, it basically. You can see things better. I don't know how I figured this out in first grade. It basically, like. I don't know what it does. It's like a pinhole.
Everybody's making a pinhole.
The way that it makes the light hit your eye, it just makes things clearer.
Yeah.
And then later on, when my vision was getting worse, because as I said, I'm a -6, so your vision just gradually deteriorates. Mm-hmm. One of my teachers noticed that I would occasionally like bend my glasses because it made things clearer.
On the bottom part of the glasses.
I don't know like if it's just the bottom part, but if you like bend them, it like increase because you're obviously like looking through more glass, so it just increases the strength of them. So these were all things.
This is about contact lenses, right?
Well, no, this was when I had glasses, but then eventually my eyes leveled out and then I got contacts in seventh grade and it was the thrill of a lifetime.
How did humanity come up with glasses and contacts?
Contacts are crazy to me.
Yeah.
Especially back in the day when they were like hard.
I used to wear hard contacts.
Really?
Yeah. It hurt like a...
Really?
You have to remove
so
with a plunger?
Bad.
Is that how they work?
Yeah.
What?
So the hard lenses are actually smaller than the size of your
iris.
Yeah, iris, and they're hard. Like it's hard.
It's hard.
And you put it on, and it's supposed to be better for your eyes because there's like slight gap in between the contacts and your actual eyeball.
There's like glasses in contact form.
Yeah, but it
but
when
that
you get
can't,
a
like
piece
breathe
of,
as much, right? I would imagine.
I'm not sure.
Huh,
yeah.
Interesting.
But the worst thing about that is when a piece of lint gets in your eye, it hurts so bad. Oh. Like so bad. You're like, and you can't do anything. And also when you take it out, you do need to use like a little plunger, like Matt said, to take it out.
That's a little plunger.
Yeah.
Wow. How long do those last for? Like a month? 2 months?
I think so.
I would imagine they last a long time,
like
as long as you clean.
Longer, I think. Yeah, it's been so long. And then after, like, I had to deal with all the, like, pain and stuff, I just swapped it over to the soft lenses, and they were so much better.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
They have, like, a membrane, too, so they, like, breathe more, I think.
I'm wearing soft lenses right now.
I didn't wear mine today. I wear contacts most of the time, but my eyes have just been, like... slightly irritated lately. I don't know why.
You're working hard these days.
I'm working hard. I'm looking at screens.
Whoa. Hey, boss, you working hard over there.
Steven, you wear contacts?
I wear contacts, yes.
What's your thing? What's your number?
My vision? It's 5.5.
Okay. What?
5.75.
Oh, so you're plus? You're
what is plus or negative?
Close.
What
you're
does that mean?
Negative.
Near, farsighted?
I'm negative, so does that mean I'm,
oh, no, okay.
I'm farsighted.
Most people.
No, I'm nearsighted.
You can see closer.
I can see close things. Yeah.
Walking
I can't
around
see
like
things.
A mole man.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm trying to, this won't help for the audio listeners, but I'm trying to see like when my hand is perfectly clear. It's right here.
You're about 6 inches from your face.
It's not a, is it an inch measurement?
No, I don't know. I'm just,
oh no, because no, the lower.
I'm just describing for the audience. Your I'm about hand 6 inches, 6 inches from my face. Bit.
Yeah. Beyond that, it starts to get blurry.
Where did people, what did people do before glasses and contacts? I know, like, that's a stupid question.
Well, I mean, I guess that's, I don't know.
Like, what?
They just dealt with it, I guess.
Like, what did people do before toothpaste? I'm like, did they use sand? Is that what they did?
Generally used, like, they a mixture
salt.
Of
salt. Is that what they did?
I think they use salt.
And like trees.
Trees.
Oh, yeah,
trees?
No, yeah. Branches.
There's like really good trees that are really good for them.
Yeah. When I watch Alone, they tend to find like certain barks and stuff that they can.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Should or like that? There's certain leaves, I think, that can do that as well.
Oh, there's going to be a company coming out in like 2 years.
I love the show Alone so much. We can talk about that.
Should you try that?
Yeah.
Leaves?
Yeah.
Should we try leaves?
Should we try it? I feel like in 2 years, there's going to be some brand out there that's going to be like, oh, this is the new, old, real way to brush your teeth. And they're going to come out with like trees.
I bet I can find one that exists right now.
Organic.
We should do it.
Yeah. We should manufacture those. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Watcher bark.
You seem to be like me in that I feel like you tend to wear contacts way more than glasses.
I think I wear glasses way more nowadays.
Oh, nowadays?
But on filming days, I try to wear contacts.
Glasses after a while, there's something about, I don't like wearing glasses on like a nice sunny day. I don't know why.
Oh,
it's like a nice warm day. There's something about the burden of them on my face.
It feels like you're wearing a vignette almost too.
It's like I want to be open to the world. I don't want anything in between me and the breeze on my face and the beautiful sunshine. I don't like it. That's me.
I was gonna say something, but it would be wildly inappropriate. So I'm just gonna.
Well, at least say it, and then
it's okay.
Okay.
No.
What? I thought that was really beautiful.
That was beautiful. Yeah,
Brittany, you got.
It
LASIK.
Led me to think of a disgusting thought. That's what I was saying.
Are you saying then why wear clothes? Is that what you're gonna say?
Like, yeah, just keep going.
Okay.
That's fine. I mean, I guess if I could, I would wear as minimal clothes as possible out on a beautiful sunny day. But between my own modesty and, you know, public
society
laws,
standards.
Yeah, standards.
Whoa.
What? You found a good toothbrush?
No. No. Leonardo da Vinci.
He made glasses?
Created, like kind of glasses in like 1508. But the first contacts were 1801.
Interesting.
And when was LASIK?
I don't know.
I was reading.
I don't have that information.
I was reading this crazy book written by David Hockney, the artist, about how, you know, there's like an era in painting where they got like real good, especially like portraits.
Yes.
Like for a long time, like portraits kind of looked like people, but then at some point they were like, "Wow, the detail on these things is crazy. Like, it looks like a photograph."
Yeah.
And the thing is that they basically, similar to like a pinhole camera, they found a way to like project people's images onto a canvas.
Whoa.
Oh.
And like essentially like get the tracing down. And they think that's how a lot of like, it was like an open secret. Like,
wow.
Is that fascinating?
Wow. What's it like to be in a day and age where things were not everything was figured out?
Isn't
you know?
Nuts?
I envy that.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Where you'd just be like, what are, how do people get sick?
What's my grandma doing?
Wait, what?
Right, before, like,
what's
cell
my
phones?
Grandma
yeah.
doing?
Yeah.
I mean,
probably
you know,
easily figured out.
I had that question a lot, you know, in
before,
my life.
But now my grandma's sending me videos, so I don't have to wonder about that. Actually, that's nice. To
Oh, you're saying yeah. like if you didn't have like FaceTime or a phone,
yeah.
you'd be like, what's grandma up to? I better write her a letter and maybe she'll tell me.
Yeah, maybe she'll get it.
But you don't know what grandma's up to right now.
I probably could find out right now, but I couldn't find out in that day and age when you're like people would migrate and leave their families behind.
Yeah. That's yeah.
Yeah.
That's
wow, this
crazy.
Took a turn.
That's crazy.
And you said you envy that.
That
you
part
miss,
I don't envy.
You don't like knowing what your grandma's up to.
I don't like how people know what I'm doing all the time. I don't want people to be able to access me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's fair though. You can turn it off, you know?
I try to.
Yeah, you have a hard time with that.
Yeah, I do. I do. You have an easy time with.
I
with
leave
that.
Work and I generally set my you know my phone.
Although you guys would be surprised, we always joke about Shane like turning off at 6 p.m. But you
Every now and then I'll have
You are active in those weekend conversations that me and Ryan are having.
Every now and then I'll, yeah. And sometimes I'll just also have like an after work thought and I'll just pop on Slack and be like, hey, what about this? Yeah. Anyway, see you later.
Yeah.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Brittany, talk about what LASIK seems like a big decision.
Yeah.
Did you hate glasses?
I hated contacts, like especially at night when you're so tired. And for me, it's like I have to take my makeup off and I have to take my contacts out. And
it's a lot
but
to
you know,
with.
There's nights when you just want to plop on the bed and just pass out, you know?
Ryan's always talked about LASIK seeming ideal in case society crumbles.
I feel like, you know, it's been long enough where they had a lot of trial and error with the surgery and they've, you know, perfected it as much as they can, or it'll probably get better too. But I got a LASIK called Smile LASIK. So it's a little different from like regular LASIK or LASIK, I think.
Oh, there's different.
Yeah, there's different.
Are these
methods.
Different?
Is there LASIK
like methods? That's nasty. is it a different method that they use?
Yeah, I think it's a different method, like depending on the incision area and how much they shave down your cornea and
with lasers.
Yeah, yeah. But mine was like very minimal incision, and they lasered some of my cornea off.
So crazy.
My 2024 goal was to get LASIK, and I'm still hoping to get it by then.
You should.
Did you do it in America?
I did it in Korea. Yeah.
I heard it's better there.
I'm biased. I think it's better there.
How long have you had it?
I got it April. I think it's been almost 2 years now.
Oh, you got it while you were working at Watcher.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize.
Yeah, yeah. Because I always wear contacts when I come to work. I only used to wear glasses when I go to sleep or something. Or, yeah, in bed.
Any regression of your LASIK?
Yeah, that's the thing I'm worried about. People are always like, sometimes it doesn't
My
stay.
Mom's regressed.
Yeah?
My brothers also did as well.
But then, like, can you get it reshaved?
Yeah, you get it redone.
Mm-hmm. A touch up?
But then, like, how much eye can you shave?
That's what I'm wondering.
They check your cornea, like, thickness in the beginning.
That is a thing, right?
Yeah, yeah, to just make sure you're eligible for it and it's, like, safe. And then some people, they get really thick cornea, so they can get it multiple times. But some people, it's not as thick, like me, so, like, it's limited. Mm. And then people I hear, it's about like 10 years and then they start a little bit like regression.
Eyeballs are nuts, man. There's so many little things in that eyeball. Yeah. How do eyeballs happen? You know,
I was thinking this last night, actually. I was looking at my dog and I was like,
dog have an eyeball. Same thing.
No, but
dog eyeball. Have little lenses. Dog have cornea. He got rod and cone.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts.
Can you imagine if like you couldn't see your pet, but you could only touch them? Like, could you visualize what they look like?
Obi, yes.
Yeah. Okay, you could, maybe.
I probably couldn't tell you what color he was.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can't.
I couldn't. I wouldn't be able to do that.
You're
the Apple.
Five on the Apple.
What are you on the Apple scale?
I'm one.
Which is the, you see
like,
everything.
You see the Apple.
So you can close your eyes and watch a movie.
Apple. Yeah.
Oh, what?
I don't think that.
No.
I mean, I guess I could imagine a movie in my mind's eye, but.
Yeah.
Hang on. Helm's Deep.
So do you dream in
this
like
is good.
Stick
okay,
figures?
Okay, no, you know what? I can't. Do you dream in stick figures?
I dream in...
Wait, you're nothing, though. You don't even have stick
that
figures.
That is true, yeah.
I'm a four. I'm a four or five. Four. Like, okay. I can see, like, faded outlines.
For anyone, we were talking about something from, like, 15 episodes ago.
Yeah.
Where...
The Apple test.
Nose, visual soap, acuity. Apple.
The oh, it is from No Soap Apple.
No Soap Apple.
Episode 5.
Where everything
a
changed.
Landmark episode.
That's right.
Episode where
but anyway,
changed.
Steven can't visualize basically anything.
If I close my, it's called the extreme version of it is like when your mind's eye is blind. But for me, I have faint outlines. So when I close my eyes, I visualize an apple. It's a grayish. I can't see color.
I want to give credit to Watcher Entertainment, though, because I think before we when we talked about it, we posed it to the company on Slack.
Yeah.
To be like, where do you fall on this scale? Because I think someone said that most people aren't that.
Yeah. Well, people are on the spectrum, I think. Yeah.
In the comments, it was a lot of variety.
But at Watcher, it was, I think it skewed toward like
the aphantasia, the mind's eye being blind. Yeah, a lot of people were.
No,
like,
I thought most people could see pretty well.
Oh, there were no, I guess I was surprised that there were more people that couldn't see things well, though.
It was like Sam,
Lizzie, right.
Which is weird with Sam because she does so much like cosplay stuff, which I feel like
you need some visual, like in your head vision to make it happen. Yeah, but.
I remember when I first said it to you, Shane, you don't probably remember this at all, but I said it and you're like, you just like laugh as if that was insane. Because I think for people who can't visualize things, they're like, oh, that's like, how can you not visualize things?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to chop your response up because it did seem condescending.
Not condescending, but just like.
No, because it's something it's amazing to have heard, to hear that. It's wild.
It's not something I've ever realized, but it does make sense. Cause like when Sarah draws certain things, I'm like she must people who have the knack for like being able to illustrate stuff. It's a lot of like just mind's eye, like you're imagining it and you're just drawing it as you
cheat code.
It's crazy.
And I always wondered how people could draw so well in school. I'm like, how? And now I understand, like they can see it.
There's a greater level of that too, where people can like create three dimensional things like Rubik's cubes and then turn them around in their head and know what the other side looks like and be able to solve. I think that's, you know,
I feel like I could do that. I feel like I can see in three dimensions, four even.
Yeah, you probably can. Are you there? Are you able to?
No, not 3D.
Okay. Not even with LASIK?
Gotcha.
What if you got LASIK and suddenly they should have LASIK for your brain.
Oh,
it's just like They Live and you see everybody.
You know what's really cool actually? This is now no longer in the context.
No, keep going. The fun of these topics is the little garden path where they lead.
People who have perfect pitch, that is like the thing I'm most jealous of.
Yeah. It seems almost debilitating. Having been spending more time with piano and like music theory a little bit lately, there's a certain point where I'm like, I don't know if I want to keep going down this road.
Why?
Because
brutal.
Well, because I don't want to think about music like so mathematically, and I don't know.
You have perfect pitch?
Perfect pitch? I don't think so. I'm pretty good at like pitch recognition. I don't think I could. I don't think you could be like F sharp, you know. Mm-hmm. And I could. I don't think I could do that.
But if you learned it,
I might be able to.
Because I was literally on the way driving here today. I was like, I wonder if I have perfect pitch.
If you have to wonder that at your age, you don't have perfect pitch.
But I've not studied in it.
You can practice to have perfect pitch.
You think you could get there?
I think I could get there.
Really? Is that possible?
I bet I could do a C. That's the easiest one.
Okay, let's do a C. On a 3-2-1 C. Okay,
wait. Let me plug my ears, though, because I don't want to be a... Okay.
I'm pulling my piano. Or,
wait, count. Okay. Let me try it.
3-2-1 I think we just... I think I have closer.
Totally off.
Oh, I'm down.
I think I was there.
I think you got it. Wait, do it again.
That's the C.
Well, I just heard it now. I used to be able to tune a guitar by ear.
Okay, so maybe you do have some. You have musical training, though. I mean,
really?
Brittany. If anybody here has musical training, Brittany is like a accomplished.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brittany. What do you play? Cello.
I have played, right now I play cello. I've played piano and guitar and sing as well.
That rules. Yeah.
How's your pitch?
It right now is like whatever, as in like recognizing pitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
But back when, like, I think high school, when all my life used to be about cello, I was an orc dork.
Is that what they're called? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Never heard
that's
that.
Good.
And then, yeah, during that time, like, I could tune my, you know, cello without hearing it.
That rules.
Yeah.
It's, I really wish I'd started with piano when I was younger, because, like, trumpet was fun,
But I just love that piano is like sort of a skeleton key to a lot of other instruments.
Trumpets get the coolest part in soundtracks.
That's true. You know, you gotta love that brass.
Yeah, but there aren't a lot of trumpets in like hotel lobbies.
That's a thing.
Wouldn't that be great? You go to the airport and there's just a trumpet sitting there.
I was always jealous of the brass players. I don't think I should have played with woodwind.
You played
clarinet. Yeah. It's kind of boring.
God, I love hearing a clarinet in a contemporary song.
Yeah.
Or even, you know, just a nice clarinet solo in a classical piece. Oof. Don't even get me started on oboes.
The oboes.
But the little spit water cup is kind of gross.
Yeah, those are on pretty much everything, though. The trumpet, I was always just draining that thing.
It is weird how most of the instruments...
Flaps and draining orchestra spin or whatever.
Most instruments are air devices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Wind.
I never thought about that.
And air.
Music tends to travel through the air.
Yeah, but like guitar, piano, harp, percussion.
Oh, yeah, those are all percussive.
Yeah.
But I guess piano is a percussion instrument, technically.
Technically. Beautiful what? One.
Well, because it's little hammers hitting the strings.
Oh, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Anyway, contact lenses. I had a funny story about contact lenses.
Tell me.
No, hey, do you guys? Now we have a clock here, so I'm like, well, we should move on.
Do you ever do that thing, though, real quick? I want to mention this, where you, like, if you're really tired, and sometimes in the morning I've done this, where I'll, like, open my contact case, and I'm supposed to be putting my contacts in, but I'll be so out of it that I do the opposite thing and I reach into my eye and I pinch my cornea.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
And I'm like, wait, I don't have any contacts.
Wrong way.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell my quick...
Go on!
Real quick, it'll be like less than a minute.
I was enabling you there.
Basically, it's that story.
Hey, huh?
I was playing basketball 2 weeks ago and I got hit in the eye.
Damn.
My friend...
With a basketball?
No, his pinky kind of like got jammed in my eye. It's normal basketball stuff.
You gotta stop playing this game.
I do.
You're gonna get killed.
I really do. I'm definitely not playing it before my wedding. Anyway, it dislodged my contact.
Huh?
And but it was still in my eye, and I couldn't see out my eye though.
Did the contact go like up?
It
and you're like, whoa!
I don't know. It was just, but it was still there.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, you know, I asked my friend, like, hey, is it still there? And he's like, yeah, it's like literally on where it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. But like I couldn't, it was almost like I wasn't wearing it. So anyway, I'm like, okay, great. I got to go home. I can't play anymore. I got to go home.
I got to go home.
I don't have
guys.
Contact solution. It's in my eye. It's in my eye for sure. I can feel it.
Uh-huh. Sorry, is it on your eye or
it's
is
on
it
my, up, it's on my, it's on the, like the spot part where it's supposed
to be. So when you got jammed, did your eye like tear up at all? And I'm saying you were sobbing like a little.
Yeah, a little bit. Maybe. A little bit. It was painful, though. It was more painful than tearing.
Because every now and then, if like, water gets in my eye or something, or, you know, maybe I accidentally open my eyes when I'm swimming or something, if there's water on your eye and your contact is still in it, it'll be, like, weirdly blurry, and you kind of have to, like, wait for it to...
It probably was a sweat, then, got inside.
Sweating.
Anyway, so then what happens, I go home to take off the contact, and it's not there. And so I don't know if it's still in my eye or not.
Yeah.
I think I need to go to the eye doctor.
Oh, you don't know
you
now?
Still don't?
Yeah. Because I never took it out of my eye.
Yeah. You're fine. You blame
and
your
I looked for it.
Are you sure? But the only confirmation you got from your friend, he was like, yeah, it's there.
Well, no, it was multiple people
that
were like, oh, I see it in your eye. Like it was like two people.
Do you feel any... thing, because I've had that before where a contact, like, for some freak reason goes like up.
That's what I thought.
And I really
it might
feel
be it. It might be there.
Nah, but, when was the last time you like were like, oh, is it back there?
Well, the whole day I was like, is it in my eye? I think I feel something. And then I went to bed and when I woke up, I was like, I don't know. I can't tell. And now I've gotten used to it.
I don't think it's in there.
You don't think it's in there?
I don't think
it's in there. What if it is, though?
But I think you would feel it because the couple times that's happened to me, you feel it.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, what's going on?
You guys ever have anything stuck in your body, though, before? Like, and you just...
I had a...
and you forget about it? You know what I mean?
When I was first learning how to ride a bike.
Right?
Like a splinter, maybe.
Yeah.
When I was first riding a bike, I fell on a gravel path. I wiped out. And I got a stone stuck in my hand. It was like a little pebble. And it was like in the skin. And we couldn't get it out. And I had to go to like a doctor and like soak my hand in water for a while. And eventually it came out. But it's weird. It made me like put off riding a bike for another like year or two. Because I was like, no, I don't want to do that. I'm talking about going from training wheels to big boy bike, you know.
Oh, two-wheeler.
A triple B. That's the closest I've ever gotten.
I thought you were going to end the story with like you're now stone man.
Got stones in my body.
Last thing I'll say about contacts.
Yeah, what do you got?
Something I miss about having contacts is when I'm cutting onions. When I used to wear contacts, it did not.
I didn't
make
know
my
this
eyes
till recently.
Up. Yeah, but
they
then
protect your eyes.
They do. Now when I cut onions, I'm like crying and it hurts.
I didn't know that because I always used to just be like, I guess I just am impervious to it. And then I read very recently that it's contacts that do that help
me the whole time.
Yeah. I honestly would be hesitant to get LASIK because despite not liking to wear glasses in most situations, I love the accessory.
Yeah, but then there's those people who wear them as an accessory without prescription.
Drew Carey.
And Drew? That's obnoxious.
Well, it's part of his brand.
Do you do that? Do you wear glasses anymore just as an accessory?
After I got LASIK, I think I wanted to because the glasses I had before, they're so thick and they make my eyes look smaller too.
That's part of it too. They
My
eyes are already kind of little. And my yeah. Stolen valor if you're wearing glasses that you don't need.
I kind of agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But people do it.
So that's contacts. Yeah. Topic number two.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Brittany, you should get to choose.
Oh, I choose.
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought we were doing in the order of...
No, you choose. You choose it all.
Choose.
I like the guest choosing. I think
that's
the guest is
fun.
Who goes winning?
I'll start.
Yeah.
Or, so what we're talking about? Oh, yeah. Water bottles. There, I don't go anywhere without my water bottle.
Hmm.
Ever since, like, I moved to America. Ever since grade school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like a traumatic experience happened.
No. Oh, not okay. Even. I don't know why. You know, just water's great. What is it? Back in like middle school and high school, like I used to have a water bottle next in my like netted bag little water slot thingy. My dad would always buy Deer Park water, but Deer Park water sucks.
Not great.
Is that a bottled water?
Yeah.
Akin to Arrowhead, I would say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But do you guys have water brand that you like?
I have one I love.
A water brand or a bottle brand?
Water.
Water bottle brand.
Water.
My water.
I just have a big Brita tank at home that I, you know, refilling those things is exhausting work, but I do it. At some point, we used to have like a real little pitcher, and I told Sarah, I was like, "Look, we got to plus this up."
Mm-hmm.
We got.
Oh, so you have like a giant.
I was like, "We got to get one of these big tanks." I was like,
"Gotta see this."
It is a burden to constantly be refilling this pitcher.
Are people delivering you water?
No. It's like one of those
not a water
tanks cooler. That you put in your fridge that sits on
it's
the shelf.
Like a suitcase?
It's not like a suitcase.
But you have the the button that squirts it out.
These guys.
He's Steve.
It's like a Gatorade. It's like a Gatorade thing.
It's like this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a big rectangular cube type thing with a little spout. So you lift the whole lid off. You can fill it up. I think it holds like a good, I don't know, 5 gallons or something.
That's a lot of fridge space for water.
It is, but you know what? We drink a lot of water, and I'm constantly bubbling it in my beautiful Arc.
Fair enough.
Because I love seltzer, and we just, you know, we don't really buy any seltzer anymore because I'm just bubbling it all the time. I put some fresh lime juice in there if I gotta.
So you're a Brita boy.
I'm a Brita boy.
You know the Essentia water?
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
It's like the
like black
controlled
cap.
pH black. It looks like the like it's like a plus a flag.
Sign. Yeah, yeah.
What flag is that with the plus? The red.
Sweden.
Sweden?
Is it Sweden?
Or Switzerland.
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 Oh, it looks like one of those.
What's it called? Ascension?
It's like a, it's a basic I know pH water. I think the pH is like 5 or 6 or something.
Good.
And it's just like so tasty.
9.5
Wait.
pH.
Oh, sorry. I went the wrong way. 9.5 pH.
Because water is 7.
Water, I think, okay.
Traditionally.
Mm. Water should be 7. But
I miss
here
pH
in LA.
Strips. Those were fun.
Those are fun.
The
yeah.
colors, beautiful colors.
Sorry, it's an acidic water. Wow. Wait, I know nothing about this water. You can keep all that in, by the way. I got into it recently because Tammy has been drinking it. It's expensive, though. Honestly, yeah. I should stop drinking it. It's very expensive.
Smart water is nice, too.
Smart water.
Yeah. Zendaya
you like
the model for it.
I get a smart water from at the airport. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going for, a smart water.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, water bottles.
And you brought yours here,
sorry.
Right? Can we
did,
see your water bottle?
So okay, here's the arc. Like in high school, Camelback water bottles were trending and stuff.
Do they have water bottles? Camelback, I mostly like associate with those weird backpacks with the tube.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They
stuff.
Have water bottles.
Cyclists.
Yeah, and on the top, it's like you have to bite and then suck.
Oh, because is it like a little rubbery?
Yeah,
thing?
A little rubbery.
That's
thing.
Fun.
Like, yeah. All the kids had it, and I had it, and then realized how unsanitary that is.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but then, you know, in the end, I don't even remember all the other bottles I had in between, but right now I have my Owala water
this
bottle.
This looks
Owala.
I just pulled out a water bottle that is just one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. How does this work?
Okay. This handle also doubles as like a safety thing for the button so you don't accidentally press it.
Look at that.
And then you press the button and then it pops open.
Whoa, and you get a nice gulp there.
Yeah, you can either like, what is it? Like drink it as if you're drinking out of a cup or a bottle, or you can sip on it. There's a little hole.
Whoa.
And there's a straw. You can either sip or down it.
So it's like there's a straw version or sort of like a wide mouth.
Yeah.
Remember when sodas like first introduced the wide mouth can? I think it was like Mountain Dew was like, you can drink more of it. Just like slightly bigger.
I don't know.
Well, now I think like most colas are like that, but back in the day they're like the little holes used
to
be
smaller. Oh yeah, yeah.
This reminds me of like the, do you remember Propel?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, I haven't heard that in so is that still a thing?
It is still a thing, but the bottles used to have like an incredibly like ergonomic little thing that you put your mouth on. It was just like it felt good on the lips. Uh-huh. It was like when you drank from that thing, you'd be like, my lips are home.
Oh my gosh. I say Propel though. So is it Propel?
It's Propel.
It's Propel.
Who made Propel? Ooh. I think it was like,
I think it's Gatorade.
Was it Gatorade?
Oh.
Yeah. God, that lemon Propel, that was really something. I did look up, this came up in conversation like a year or two ago, and I looked it up to see if it still existed, and it does, but they don't have that wonderful little sippy spout anymore.
Mm. Oh.
I'd love to get a case of Propel for the office.
I'd love anything in the office.
I assume that's just like water with a little sugar in it.
Yeah. It's electrolytes. It's like, you know.
Was it electrolytes? But I don't know.
Yeah, it's like.
It always just tasted like candy.
It's like a lighter Gatorade.
Antioxidants and vitamins.
Mm. Oh, vitamins. They're mine. I stand corrected.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Brittany, do you stick with a water bottle for a long time or do you dance?
Oh, I do stick with one for a long time. And then, yeah, so I try to be good about cleaning it and stuff because it's kind of gross if you don't.
Yeah.
Even though I only use this just for water, you know, I don't use it for other beverages.
I try to clean mine out pretty often. But the other day, Sarah, like, I think she was going to take a sip from mine in the car and she was like, this one smells like bread.
Oh,
and I was like, oh. I think I washed it pretty recently.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I'm very picky about my water bottles. That's why I chose this as my topic. I I am passionate about water bottles because, yeah.
Have you ever had I feel like for a while, obviously the trending brand was Hydro Flask.
Oh yeah.
Pretty basic.
Yeah.
Both in terms of like everyone has had one for a bit there, but also like not a lot of function to it. It's just
yeah. I just hate it. I don't like water bottles when they have big openings.
Yeah.
And yeah. If they have a straw with it, it's hard to clean.
Yes.
Like how it comes apart so I can clean it is very important.
That's true.
Agreed. Yeah.
My Hydro Flask doesn't have a straw though.
Oh.
It's just, I mean, I think they have different models.
You can buy a different lid for it.
Oh, different lid. Yeah, I've had a Hydro Flask since like, I don't know how long, but I've just never changed it. I've just stuck with it. It's metal. You know?
Yeah. Dishwasher safe? Is that dishwasher safe?
This is dishwasher, bottom part, yeah.
Honestly, that is like the most important thing for me. Of it.
You really should be cleaning it though with a brush, you know?
Yeah, of course.
The bottom of it? Like, how do you clean the bottom of a water bottle?
You get a scrubby.
I can't be seen doing that.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that?
I can't be seen doing that.
Just do it at home.
I'm above that. I'm just kidding.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Do you have one, Steve?
I bought a Stanley in Korea that I've been using.
I can't deal with all these Stanleys. Now, these seem...
No, but this Stanley in particular is incredible. And what I mean by that is just that it has that thing on it where it has like a handle that you can pop off and you can just hold it like that. And that to me is actually the most important thing of a water bottle, is being able to carry it with all my other stuff.
My Hydro Flask has a little rubber handle.
Oh, and that's what I want.
I also like...
And also the lid doubles as like a
cup.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
That is neat.
Lid.
Yeah.
Or like share with your friends.
I do like that. Brittany, I've noticed that yours is untainted by any sort of personalization, no stickers.
Oh.
And as someone who you described yourself as a fan of cute little things.
Okay, I have a thing about stickers.
You don't like them on...
I can't use them.
You like stickers, but you don't like sticking
collecting them.
Yeah.
Yes. It is a threshold that you have to cross.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a child with stickers? A baby with stickers? They go ham. And I'm like, how can you do that? How can you be using the stickers so fast?
Yeah.
Stop it.
I'm trying to get better about it. Because, you know, like, what am I going to do with it just sitting in my, like, little drawer, right? So I have put a few on my laptop. And then this, I got it, like, not too long ago. So I'm trying to, like, kind of, you know, use it as it is. And then when it gets a little scratched up, then I'll put the stickers on it.
I really love putting stickers on my Hydro Flask, especially if like we visit somewhere, get a little sticker. So it's like a little passport with stamps all over it, you know.
You're not a bumper sticker guy though, right? Are you a bumper sticker person?
Mm-hmm.
That seems insane to me, bumper stickers.
Sarah's got some bumper stickers that I like. I'll say this with stickers on your water bottles though, is like then it has value, like sentimental value.
Yes.
Whereas like if I didn't have anything on it and I lost a Hydro Flask, I'd be like, oh, well, what are you going to do? There was one day where Sarah and I went to a show at the Greek in LA, which is, it's like a good, you know, we can walk there depending on the, you know, it's probably like 15 to 30 minute walk. No, probably more. It's probably close to like 30 minutes. And so we walked there and we checked the venue beforehand and it was like, oh, you know, water bottles are allowed. And we were like, good. So we got there and we were in line. And then the person at the front of the line or the staff person was like, oh, no water bottles. And we were like, oh, the venue said it was fine. And they were like, yeah, the artist requested. And we were like,
what?
Beach house, go fuck yourself. why you don't want me to drink water?
Story.
And it was Sarah's bottle that had like a bunch of stickers on it that we'd gotten from all over the place she'd had for a long time. And the staff person, you know, hey, great recommendation. They were like, you can always put it in a bush and get it after the show. And I was like, oh, we don't want to do that. And I was like, okay, we've still got time till the show. I'm just going to run back to our apartment, drop it off, and then I'll come back.
Wow.
So I kind of like lightly jogged back to the apartment and dropped it off. And then at that point, I was extremely thirsty, because the other part was that I had taken an edible a little bit before that and kind of forgot about it, and it hadn't really kicked in. But then, like, as I was like a minute away from our apartment, I was like, oh boy, I'm starting to get real high. Dropped the water bottle off, then ran back to the Greek, and I was like running through neighborhoods that were really dark, and I was getting like really high, which I didn't anticipate, because I didn't think I'd be walking through dark neighborhoods all alone. And at some point I was walking, and I heard a car like following behind me, and I was like, is this person following me? And I started to get real freaked out. And then I turned around, it was just an Amazon truck. And then I got back to the Greek, and I was just like covered in sweat, cause I ran back to make the show. And I think Sarah had also taken a little gummy at that point. So by the time we found each other, we were both, I think, a little high. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so happy to see you. But it's just funny, just because of like the sentimental value of the water bottle. Suddenly I had to go on this little odyssey that I had not intended. Yeah. It was really exhausting. But, you know, that's the double-edged sword of, you know, you've got a water bottle that's really wonderful. And and personal, and then suddenly if you lose it.
Did you ever put stickers in your work laptop?
Not until recently, but now mine is covered in them.
Oh, I saw you had the My Event Back to One sticker on there, so that's on there. I appreciate you putting that on.
There's a bunch of little ones on there that I...
Yeah.
Do you do that? Stickers in a laptop?
Yeah, but I
can't do that either.
I'm pretty selective on what to put on it, because it's like, it's on there that I'm gonna look at it every day. So I overthink it. I like try to be selective on what I put on there.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Question about the water bottle, the stickers on the water bottle thing. But when you wash it, don't the stickers get ruined?
I always just wash the inside. I just hand wash the inside with a little scrub. I don't know.
If they're laminated, it's not a problem.
Oh.
I have stickers on them and it's fine.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always just give it a good scrubbing. Which is maybe why it smells like bread. I get soap in there. I scrub. But I don't know. Can you wash stuff like that has like a vacuum seal, a double wall? Or does the heat fuck it up?
In the dishwasher?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know the rules.
You can probably wash in the dishwasher. The problem with the dishwasher, though, is the lids that have plastic will sometimes start to
melt.
Yeah, or taste like soap.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know. This is helpful, I think, for our listeners.
It is.
We should ask, I'd love to ask everybody in the viewers what their water bottle is.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about your water bottles.
And why they love it.
Yeah. Tell us about let us know. If you're watching this on YouTube, let us know in the comments.
Well, last thing I'll say about that water bottle, by the way, because I just saw Brittany tear it apart or open it up. So, like, the straw, I didn't realize that there actually was a giant straw inside. I thought it was just, like, a sippy for the...
Let's see this.
So you can drink it vertically.
Yeah, like, vertically.
Yeah,
that's
so
cool.
The straw comes out, too, if you don't want the straw in there.
What's this brand?
Owala.
Owala.
Because, okay, I think this is a little stupid, but apparently you look like a koala when you drink.
Oh, you know what? You do. Because like it looks like a koala nose.
The lid, apparently, when you drink, like, makes it look like you a koala nose.
Because koalas have, like, the really tall noses.
Yeah.
I love koala noses, man. You ever heard koalas mate? It's so scary.
What?
Yeah.
Please explain.
I want to pull this up.
The quality content you've come to enjoy and
well, this is a nice little cap to the water bottle section.
Koalas mating.
Yeah.
Do you have it saved in your favorites?
No, I'm searching it.
Okay.
So this is like their mating call. It's truly one of the scariest things I've ever heard.
Oh.
Oh my God. It sounds like I stuck a fork in my dish grinder.
It sounds like a hog. That's the mating call?
Oh.
You think it's like the deeper they get, the more attractive it is, or like the longer maybe they can do it in one breath?
Wait, so is that question. The call, or is that like when they are mating?
No, I think that's the call. That's okay. The call. So yeah, he wasn't porking in that. God, they're so freaky. What's their deal? They have like chlamydia or something?
Koala and chlamydia. You can remember that from the K sound.
Yeah. Anyway, koalas are weird, you know. God bless them.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Topic number three.
That was a fascinating topic. Thank you for talking about water bottles.
Yay, thanks for entertaining me.
My topic.
Salad.
Now, usually, before I get into this, I toil for weeks, if not months, about what I should talk about in the pod. But this week, we were shooting like four this week, so...
We're shooting them weekly. We shoot them the day that they come right. out.
Yeah. We're not bad shooting them because you guys are not going to go shoot a bunch of Ghost Files episodes. Okay, now that's clear. I had to do the thing that you do, Shane, which is show up to set and think about what I want to talk about and then think of a topic first and then what I would say about it later. Mm-hmm. So I haven't really formulated a thought about this, but my topic is salads.
Well, it's a good thing we're talking about this when Ryan isn't here.
What?
He hates salads.
I thought he liked
salad, he hates them.
He hates them, but he now is forced to eat them
for health
reasons
and vegetables in general.
Mm. Wait, he hates vegetables?
I don't want to speak for him. I think he doesn't really enjoy a lot of vegetables. I think he's seen me like eating carrots before and gone like, ugh.
Carrots are kind of weird.
Oh, I love carrots so much.
If you put raw carrots in air fryer and eat it, it tastes like sweet potato fries.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
There's so much I don't know about air
fryers.
That
sounds dope, actually.
Try it on a sweet
cream. Is it just hot
recipe.
Air?
It's convection. Again, I don't know what I'm talking about, but the way that it operates is through convection.
Does it make
convection
them crispy?
Oven.
Yeah.
It makes them crispy?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not even battering them or anything.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
You are battering them?
No.
You're not.
No batter.
You just put carrots in an air fryer and it makes crispy fries.
Yeah, just cut up the carrots like fry shape, and, you know, salt and pepper, a little olive oil or whatever, oil, and then put it in there and it's crispy.
Air fryer.
I really don't understand air fryers.
It's
I've never seen someone use one.
It's one of the best.
It's so like convenient.
Inventions.
Yeah. My parents
love it.
What else
do you make in those? You put salad in them?
You
crispy salad?
You could.
Yeah.
People probably have done that.
Yeah, people make kale
people
chips.
People have done everything.
Oh, I love kale chips.
Oh.
Kale chips. Anyway, salads.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I used to hate salads as well.
Sure.
I used to be like Ryan. And then I think we talked about it a little bit when Lizzie was here.
Mm.
But the company that got me into salads was Panera Bread.
They have good
salads.
One of the great companies.
And it was back in the day, I used to work at Procter & Gamble, and so I used to not spend money on food because, you know, it's like, oh, whatever.
Quick interjection.
Yeah.
I did see someone in the comments on that Panera Bread episode say that they don't care if we steal from them.
Okay.
Regarding the apples and the bread.
That's fair. Thank you, Mr. Bread.
Yeah.
So
Procter & Gamble.
So Procter & Gamble, and I used to travel a lot for my job, and so I would get the per diem. And you have to, and for that company, you have to spend it or else you don't use it.
Mm.
And it was like $25 a meal. So I would get
pretty good.
Every day?
Wow.
Every day.
Woo.
And then I would get the most expensive thing at Panera Bread, which is you get a salad and then like a bagel with cream cheese. And that's $25.
Yeah. That's $25?
Wait, what?
The best salad is like $15.
What's in
the bagel?
Salmon or something?
You know, I don't even remember what's in the salad.
God, when they put salmon in a salad, I hit the fucking ceiling, man.
Yeah?
Oh. A little goat cheese in there, maybe?
Oh. Chicken.
Do you remember what was in the salad that you would get? Because that sounds like a pricey salad.
Yeah, I think it was just like probably salmon or something like a expensive meat, huh? Anyway, this was like 10 years ago, but Panera Bread got me in this house. I think they were like they weren't that healthy, but they were more healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I live in LA, but the salad culture here is out of control, in my opinion.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Agreed.
What?
Agreed.
Are you agree? Okay, great. I'm not alone here. I think that we have gone
too far into the salad verse.
Too far. They're not salads anymore, is what I'm saying.
Well, now for a while, and I feel like you're enabling this and contributing
okay,
to
all right,
it.
Yeah.
Because for a while at our old office, you were ordering goop salads.
I was
and
ordering goop salad.
And let me tell you something.
Salad.
From Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow herself makes them.
Not just a pile of goop that was labeled.
Well, I thought it was like, this one has like a lot of avocado dressing or something.
It's just a salad. I've long thought about like, can I just take a regular salad and put it in a blender and just drink it? So that's something that I've thought about. But
do you want to do that?
I'll try it if you want.
Isn't that just green juice?
I think essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
But so you were getting those goop salads.
But she's like,
can you talk about the goop salad? Because I don't
know. Sure. Okay, fair enough. So, okay.
The goop kitchen.
Now, to be fair.
We get accused of being too LA sometimes.
We are. This is the most LA thing.
I saw people saying that they had never seen anyone clap at the Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
A lot of people from overseas were like, hold on. No, what you're talking about, lads? I don't know what you're on about with that Nicole Kidman stuff.
That'll get them back in a good grief.
Yeah, wonderful. Okay, this is the most LA thing you'll ever hear in this podcast, so I apologize in advance. Goop is, I guess it's Gwyneth Paltrow's like brand, and she does
her lifestyle does
make
brand.
Lifestyle stuff. Uh-huh. But she opened a ghost kitchen. And as somebody who is an advocate for the restaurant industry, who covers it extensively,
our ghost kitchens
follows it.
No good?
They're fine. They're fine, but
employ human living people.
But I think ghost kitchens take away from the experience of eating out, obviously, because you don't get to eat.
Because it's primarily
just takeout.
So
it's
ghost
delivery.
Kitchen is to make sure that I'm understanding. A ghost kitchen is like not a brick and mortar place that you can go to so much as a thing that exists for delivery apps.
To create food and not just delivery apps. They like will create pastries for coffee shops.
Oh, okay.
You know, so they're not, again, not a bad thing, but like...
Like La Boulangerie.
It's gotten very trendy because it's like, oh, we can cut wages and, you know, not have to like pay as many employees because like we do ghost kitchens and we just manufacture food. Part of the problem, you know, Mr. Beast, he actually made a ghost kitchen with the Beast Burger. They shut it down because it was like untenable.
I heard the burger tasted like shit.
it didn't taste great. I mean, like, to be
I didn't
fair,
say that.
To
just
be fair you can't control quality across thousands of ghost kitchens across the country. So that's a rookie error from Mr. Beast himself. All that to be said, Goop Kitchen is like salads and healthy food that is part of her brand. And I'm not going to lie, I wanted to hate on it so bad, but they taste pretty good. Mm. It tastes pretty good.
I ordered one from there once because you had the goop crazies.
Yeah, I was ordering the miso glazed salmon.
Yeah.
They got me with the salmon. And it comes with a kale salad plus avocado, teriyaki sauce. And it was pretty good. And brown rice.
Sounds good, yeah.
Yeah. And I think most places that do salads just like... They just don't nail it, so I'm like, well, I don't want to eat your salad. But they did it well.
Well, the other interesting caveat about the goop ordering at our old office was, I mean, it was like a 45-minute delivery time, right? It was like...
Yeah,
it was pretty far away.
It was far. Well, that one... Yeah.
Was it? Well, I thought it was. Because I only ordered it once, and I think I ordered something that was supposed to be kind of warm. And it was pretty room temperature.
Which is funny because it's like a ghost kitchen, so you would think it'd be faster. Look, yeah. But by the way, and I hate to say
Luke,
this too.
Luke Goop.
Goop. Goop. Oh my God.
Luke Goop.
This is going to... I hate to say this. I hate that I'm admitting this. Maybe I'm part of the problem. But Goop Superfina, her other ghost kitchen...
No, what is that now?
They have Goop Rotisserie, Goop Superfina.
Goop Rotisserie? Goop.
And my God, this... The pizza they make at this Goop Superfina, it's not in any way special other than that I just love it. I love it. And I don't know why I love it so much, but it's a good pizza. They make good pizza. I'm like, how do you guys make such a good pizza?
Is it thick, thin crust? Like what?
Thin crust.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like I don't feel like shit after I eat it.
Mm.
And it tastes good. It's only good for like 2 hours. Leftover Goop Kitchen pizza, not good.
Mm-hmm.
But day of,
I don't mean to I don't mean to go here, but
go there.
LA is just, it's just really not a pizza town.
It's not.
I have not found pizza in this town. And this isn't even deep dish because there's no deep dish in this town.
There's a deep dish place.
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh.
But even like there's a handful of places where I'm like, yeah, that's pretty good. But it's like there's just such an embarrassment of riches in like Chicago and New York and probably even other places that like Ohio, North Carolina's probably got pretty decent pizza.
Have you tried Prince Street pizza?
No, yeah. I haven't.
It's pretty good. It's New York style pizza.
I've had like a couple places around here that are like New York style where I'm like, yeah. Oh, this feels pretty close.
But not like right there.
And it's like, you just got to go out of your way to find it. Whereas like in other places, you could just, you know, just find something.
That's part of the magic of New York pizza is you're just walking along the street
around.
And you just pass by this Prince Street pizza.
Or if you do a live show in Times Square for Ghost Files, you can stay at the Margaritaville Resort and then get dollar pizza next door. And it's the worst New York pizza you've ever had in your life.
Damn.
It's really bad.
Wait, salads. How do you feel about rice in salad?
I love it.
Yeah?
I like rice. I'll put it in everything.
I think it's okay. I think it's cheating, though.
Yeah. Okay. That's where I think I like salads. I like my rice in salad as well. But then is it really a salad? I feel like then it just becomes like a chicken bowl with rice
certainly,
and veggies. You
certainly
know?
You're leaving the domain of salads at that point. Or like the concept of salads is starting to get a little murky.
You're entering like
bowl.
Yeah.
Bibimbap. Yeah.
No, I
but there's certain days where you're like, I need some weight in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Then order something else.
Yeah, but if most of that food is still salad and you're just putting a little extra carbs in there, some rice or something.
They should allow you to order a bowl of rice on the side then.
Oh, yeah.
That does sound nice.
Why does this matter to you?
Okay, so the thing I really want to complain about right now, which is why now I'm here.
Stephen,
I'm here, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that we have ruined salads and made them too expensive and elevated them to a place where they're like, they don't, not that they don't deserve to be there, because there are really great, like I think Nancy's Chop Salad, Nancy Silverton, it's an incredibly well done dish.
Boy, I love a chopped salad.
But like, I think just like the way that we've just turned it into like, it's like when coffee cups became very expensive.
Cups of coffee, like regular, are you talking about like lattes? And
it's like, yeah,
and you could, that's why I like just getting a nice regular coffee at most places because it's so pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I guess lattes and specialty
yeah,
coffee,
it's drinks. Crazy. You go to a latte, sometimes you get a latte now, it's like $8.
Yes. Yeah, and I do celebrate the cafe culture.
We celebrate the
somebody
cafe.
Has over the cafe, but I think you know, I don't know. Salads are.
What's your ideal price point, and what's your ideal like salad?
What's in this salad?
What's in the salad?
And how much does it cost?
What's this cafe of yours going to serve?
Is it mostly
$10 salad? The $8. What is it?
I think a salad should cost about $10, and I think that
is there protein in it.
Is there
protein? Cheese?
Why does Sweet Green cost more than Chipotle? Like, explain that to me.
I think it depends what you get at Sweet Green, right?
Kava's cheaper than.
Why is Kava cheaper than Sweet Green? Yeah. Tell me that. Explain that to me. I don't understand.
Sweet Green's a little expensive.
I couldn't tell you. I simply couldn't tell you.
Shout out to Sweet Green. They did a good job of growing the salad industry.
Is it crazy to just create a salad restaurant in the 2010s?
Yeah.
To be like, hey, we're a new chain. We do salad.
Mm.
And now it's just everywhere.
That's everywhere.
When did that company start? It had to be somewhere.
Around, 2006.
Wow.
I know that
good
because
for them.
The founders went to Georgetown, which is where my wife went, and they were part of the same entrepreneurship program.
I can't even imagine. Like, that's like creating a new coffee place now. Just be like, oh, we're a chain. We do coffee.
Yeah.
221 stores in 18 states.
221 Sweet Greens. Those things pop into places all over. Like, I've seen some Sweet Greens in like old theaters where I'm like, you shouldn't be here. How'd you get this space? This should be a movie theater.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Oh, wow. Chipotle sued Sweet Green.
Hell yeah.
For what?
They had a thing called a burrito bowl and they said, you can't call it that.
Oh.
A burrito bowl? That's ridiculous.
Well, look, maybe Chipotle copyrighted it or
they
something.
They had a trademark.
They copyrighted the word breedable.
I guess. What's a free?
That's disgusting, Chipotle.
That's disgusting.
Distasteful.
Everybody should boycott Chipotle.
Already done it for the last 10 years.
Lines when I go.
You won't be seeing me.
Chipotle is really good for shoots, actually.
Yeah. But their portions got so much smaller than they used to be. And their prices went up too than they used to be.
The portions are still pretty good though.
And the price is still pretty good.
Depends on I think it depends on which store for the portions and the worker and
stuff.
It used
to be $6, right? It used to be so cheap. For a bowl.
Yeah.
I feel like such a Midwesterner when I get Chipotle because if I get a burrito, I'm putting like sour cream and cheese on there, you know? I'm like
it's the best.
Make it nice and creamy for me.
Do you have Qdoba's where you're from? You had Qdoba.
Oh, Qdoba. Yeah. They introduced the queso into the burrito
sphere. They had better queso than Chipotle ever did.
But everything else was bad.
But queso itself is so important that it was the thing that
it's something
me
about
the
Qdoba. Meat seasoning at Qdoba that there was one in my college town and I just went there like once and I was like, this is slop. This wasn't for me. Something about Chipotle just feels
Great stuff.
Unparalleled.
We got to get sponsored by Chipotle. That would
rip.
Ryan Bergara, if we got sponsored by Chipotle, Ryan Bergara, we could put a 5-year clock on how much longer he would remain living. It's weird. Ever since we moved to this new one, I used to get Chipotle every couple, 2 or 3 weeks at the old office. Now I can't think of the last time. Maybe it was a shoot.
We had more restaurants around our old office before.
We did.
Like Sweet Green was closer. Cava was closer. Chipotle was closer.
We've got an Arby's pretty close to us.
Arby's.
Oh, that should be their new commercial, their new tagline.
If there's any, you know the two restaurants that used to be amazing that have fallen off a cliff.
Was Arby's good?
You're gonna lose so many people.
Subway and Arby's.
Your Ohio is showing.
Subway and Arby's used to be good, and then
now why go to Subway when you got Jersey Mike? You know,
Ike's sandwich.
Ike's is good.
Yeah, Ike's.
Wait, Ike's?
We had it at a TMS one time.
Did we have Ike's?
Yeah,
I remember. I think having a sandwich on Too Many Spirits.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
Usually, you're a little tipsy in those shoes.
But usually, we eat before we start drinking.
Oh, right.
Anyway, I mean, I actually didn't have that much to complain about salads, and I kind of regret saying they should be cheaper because also to run a restaurant, it's labor is expensive.
Meaning, like the price is going up, but they are offering way more in the salad.
Yeah, I guess the thing is they're not innovating in salads the way I would want them to.
Are you making salads at home? What are you making at home? What are you putting in a salad?
The thing about salads is not what's in there.
It's very much about what's in there.
It's about the balance.
Yeah.
Balance in a salad is more important than anything, in my opinion.
I agree with that.
So you could have like almost nothing in there. You could have just like a tomato and some dressing. But it has to be the right amount of tomato.
Like it when people like make I guess it's technically a salad when you just like chop up a bunch of different tomatoes and then you put like we do like a little vinaigrette.
Yeah, a little bit of cheese in there, a burrata or something.
Yeah.
I think the thing about Sweet Green more so is just like it's.
You sound like the predator there.
Sound like a koala.
It's my mating call to Sweet Greens. No, I think it's just like it's too expensive for what it is, but then also then I'm like, okay, now the employee's got to be paid and everything. But like it's leaves.
It's leaves, it's but leaves. It's also some, you got to plus it up with some proteins and some, you know, some nuts, some quinoa.
But this kind of really expensive with the protein.
Well, yeah.
Like, why am I paying $20 for a Sweet Green salad?
Well, you know, don't do it every day. And also make salads at home. It's probably cheaper.
I got it now.
He's got it, everybody.
I just had this like frustration, but it's because like, why did we choose salads to be the thing that's elevated in society? Why is it not like other cuisines? Why salads? Why did salads become the thing? Like Chipotle should be more expensive than the salad.
I don't think that people are going around revering salads relative to other foods.
In LA, they are.
Well, I think because generally it's a healthy, it's about as healthy as you can get, depending on what you're putting in the salad. But, you know.
And why is it that the healthier the food gets, the more expensive it gets? That's stupid.
Hey, that's fucked up. You know, that's a thing about food deserts and fast food. You know, that's an issue.
Yeah, we gotta get fast food salads in somehow.
I mean, I think that's what Sweet Green is kind of going for. It's a sort of an elevated fast food salad. Of course, it's elevated, so it's, you know, a little expensive. But
this is how we save Arby's.
Is that how we do? Is that how we do this?
Turn it into a salad franchise.
I got a salad from Arby's. Arby's.
Oh,
you like Arby's?
Oh, no. Arby's.
What? You don't like Arby's?
I like their fries.
They had the 5 for 5 roast beef.
Everybody loves the fries. Yeah. You gotta love a curly
fry. 5 for 5 roast beef. Are you too young for
I don't
that?
Think I've ever tried Arby's except their fries.
You don't love a wet sandwich?
I don't know that I've had Arby's more than a couple times in my life. Okay, I want to know favorite salad, Brittany.
Cava.
Is that that's not a salad though? Is it a salad?
Is that a restaurant?
It's a Mediterranean.
Cava. What? Right? Like I mean, I think it's a salad place. It's a salad place.
It's a bowl place.
But it's Mediterranean.
Yeah, Mediterranean. Yeah.
But it's fast casual, like a Chipotle or Sweet Green.
I don't think I have a favorite salad place, but since you brought up Panera earlier, I really like their apple salad, the one that had apple crisps in it.
I like it when an apple shows up in a salad.
Chicken.
Not too much, though.
Not too much.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did I say too much? I didn't say I like it when there's too
they
much
gotta be
apple.
Thin. They got to be small. I don't want.
I love it when there's far too much apple in it.
Yeah. But there's this dehydrated apple.
Oh, isn't that fun?
Okay.
Yeah, that one was good.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Cava.
Just picture
Panera.
An apple.
Oh, Panera. Okay, Panera. Oh, Panera did it right, though. Sorry.
They have good salads. Yeah. Maybe they still do.
Yeah.
Steven, your favorite salad? Brittany, so Cava, what's in that salad?
What is in the salad? Hold on. I haven't had it in a while. They had like the chicken and the rice. And the tzatziki sauce.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, very Mediterranean. This sounds good.
Yeah. That's not, you got tzatziki sauce in there. That's not a salad no more.
Tomatoes, onions.
Okay.
You got to rethink salads.
Yeah.
Chrissy Teigen has a nice salad recipe that she has online, and I like it.
The chopped one where she just chops everything?
It's like, I don't remember which one. She has a few, but they're good.
You're a real hype beast salad.
It's weird, though, because,
Gwyneth Paltrow.
That's fair. No. It just has to be a good salad, and I'll be happy. But Chrissy Teigen, good salad.
Do you enjoy salads made by non-celebrities?
Nope, Nancy Silverton.
Does the Nancy Silverton, what's that salad?
The chopped salad. It's
what's
like
that one
salami.
Salad where it's like the breakup salad?
What?
It was in like a Nora Ephron thing. Or I don't remember what it was.
What's your favorite salad?
Well, here's the thing. I like a salad. My two salad lanes are like a salad that's just uber healthy, where it's like, this is doing nothing but good for my body. And then the other version of that is like the candy salad, which is like a chicken Caesar salad, which I'm sure is still healthier than a lot of options. But
yeah,
a chicken Caesar is just, isn't that delightful? How healthy is a chicken Caesar salad, honestly? Does...
Not healthy.
No.
Yeah, no.
Because that dressing.
Yeah, dressing be.
But I like that. Oh, when they got, because you can taste the anchovy in that dressing. I love anchovies so much.
I did not know that. Anchovies are good.
They're so fucking good. I only like 5 years ago did I, because I think it was a thing when you were a kid where it'd be like, he got anchovies on his pizza. Gross.
Yeah.
It's like kids media, just like, why would you put fish on a pizza? But anchovies are really good on pizza. You just can't have a lot of them because they're just like diabolically salty. But man, and you can taste a little, you can just feel a little bones crunching. I love feeling the little bones crunch beneath my teeth.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I might get some Chipotle after this, though.
We got a lot more mileage out of salads than I expected.
We got a lot of mileage out of everything.
There's more salad talk to be had, but we'll save it for a salad part two.
I'm trying to think if there's more I have to say about salad.
We have to start putting weeks minimum in between parts one and two of a topic.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Really? We did pajamas 1, 2, 3, like back to back.
Wow.
It's a little too much.
We did pajamas 1, 2, 3. Yeah, you know, we'll see what people respond to on these things. And they're like, yeah, more salad talk. Then we'll bring it back a month and a half later, you know, 6 months later.
Okay. Yeah. When they demand, when this one goes viral, if we're talking about Chrissy Teigen's salad.
Right. Right.
I'm going to put Chrissy Teigen and the Goop Lady in the thumbnail with,
The Goop Lady?
You call her the Goop Lady. Well, folks,
we're going to end this now.
This has been fun. Brittany, thank you for joining us today.
Yay. Thank you.
Thanks for
guys.
All the work you do here at Watcher Entertainment.
Of course. Of course.
Folks out there listening to this or watching this on YouTube, if you haven't subscribed to the channel or subscribed to the podcast on your podcast app, hey, give it a subscribe. Give it a like, give it a review, rate it 5 stars, all those kind of things.
It's crazy. I'll visit the comments every once in a while, and I'll just see one of the top ones are always like, oh, I didn't realize I wasn't subscribed. Yeah. Like, so that might be you.
That might be you.
If you want the show to continue, subscribe.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to tell Ryan. Someone recently was like, Ryan said on For Your Amusement that they're making no money from the podcast. I was like, you don't have to constantly be saying this to people. Also, the podcast.
To be fair to Ryan,
For Your Amusement,
FYA loses money for the company.
For Your Amusement certainly loses money.
By the way, so we can be honest about that.
Pod Watcher's doing fine.
Pod Watcher's fine, but FYA, that boy needs some help.
So yeah, you know, feel free to shout from the rooftops about For Your Amusement if you really love that show. But don't worry about Podwatcher. Anyway, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Great. Before we cut, can I just get we didn't do that call to action at the beginning of the episode. Can we just have you do that? Just check real quick if you're subscribed.
Okay.
I want to do that.
Good one. Okay.
Before we get into it.
Now, okay, before we get into it, check real quick. Are you subscribed to the blah, blah, blah. Now check real quick. Are you subscribed to the podcast?
Oh, that's
Apple,
a good question.
Spotify? YouTube?
It's a great question.
What other platforms are there?
Oof. Gosh, I don't
Stitcher.
Know.
Stitcher.
Stitcher.
Didn't that shut down?
I don't know.
MySpace.
I should know.
MySpace.
Get on your MySpace and subscribe to us.
Yeah.
It helps the podcast.
Rate, subscribe, etc.
It actually has, it's been crazy. It's worked that people are subscribing now, and it's actually growing the podcast.
Yeah, I guess every now and then you should communicate what you want your audience to do and tell them what you're doing.
How they can support the show.
Yeah. You know,
thank you.
Who knew?